Good morning. I'm doing fabulous.
Good to hear. Now, before we get to the paranormal investigation that you've got coming up this weekend, do you have a favorites of all the Ghost Hunter shows?
I don't know if I have a favorite necessarily, but there's one that I did get to meet a few of the people from the show Crossing Over that's on APTN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I was sitting out on my doorstep a couple years ago, and I saw the film crew right across the street from me. They were investigating the house across the street.
Wow.
Yeah, so I kind of am a little biased, I guess, because they investigated right by my house, and I got to meet the cast and crew and find out a little bit about exactly how they do things and what had happened across the street. So that was kind of cool.
My wife and I love these shows, especially the one with Zach Bagans. I think his is called Paranormal Adventures or something. Like, he gets right into it.
Yes.
He gets right into it. He'll rip his shirt off and like, fight me! It's like, dude, yeah. I don't think a ghost is going to fight you, but okay.
That's definitely one of the more entertaining shows, for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this investigation you've got coming up on the 28th. What is it about this particular house, the Cronquist House, that makes it a house to investigate?
Well, so the Cronquist House, I think it was built in the early 1900s, and it was built in what is now known as West Park Estates and has since been moved to Bower Pond.
Okay.
To preserve it. So since it's been down at Bower Pond, it's part of the Red Deer Cultural Heritage Society, I believe. They look after it. So there are employees that work there at the tea house. And there has been reports from some employees over the years of some activity within the house. So,
cool.
For example, yeah, people hear footsteps upstairs when there's nobody up there. Cupboard doors are open and plates, cups, saucers, that sort of thing. They've been moved throughout the night when no one is there. One of the ladies who had come to work one day, the alarm system was armed, so she knew that nobody was in there, but there's a swinging door in the kitchen, and it was swinging open and closed violently.
The hair's on my neck, dude.
So there is definitely some activity there. We did investigate there last year. And after reviewing some of our footage, we did find some things. We had some EVP, some electronic voice phenomenon, quite a bit of that, actually.
Love it.
Just some noises that we didn't hear at the time when we were there, but playback on the video and the recordings that we had, there was all kinds of things that we were unaware of.
So you've got some of the special equipment then, the EVP. Have you got one of the spirit boxes and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a whole case of special equipment that we use. We've just got ourselves 4 new cameras, so we're going to be utilizing all of our special equipment. But I think one of the most important things that anybody can bring to any investigation is the human spirit and an open mind.
And an open mind, absolutely. So it's happening October 28th, and you need people to pre-register, and it's for the ages of 16 to 24, right?
That's correct. You bet. Anybody can register by calling the center, or they can email me, thomas@rdnfs.com, and we'll get you signed up and get to it.
Very cool. How many just run screaming out the door on the first sign that you found something?
You know, there was the first time we investigated there was definitely some heightened awareness, and I could see through the faces of some people they needed to just go and kind of sit at what we call base camp. And so they had to sit and hang out together where they knew they were good and safe.
Thomas, thank you for taking just a couple of minutes to chat about it. Again, you'll find details on the Red Deer Friendship Center's website, and they can email you at thomas@rdnfs.com. And it's set to go October 28th from 7 until midnight at the Cronquist House in Red Deer. Thomas, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you very much, my friend.